Hey, Dave. Welcome back to another conversation about NFL football.
Yeah, Joe. Week five, heading into week five, talking about week four.
Week five already.
Crazy. Quick.
Do you watch a lot of football on the weekend?
I try to. Like, always.
Always? Every game?
Well, if I'm going to do it, I get a free pass, so I get to watch football all day.
So I watched a bit of football. I was kind of bouncing around everywhere, trying to watch as many interesting games as I can. And I saw something pretty interesting on the Monday Nighter. Seattle was playing Detroit.
Yeah.
And I noticed one of those concussion helmets.
Yeah.
What are they called? The guardian helmets.
The helmet cap.
Yeah, helmet caps. Yeah, so I noticed that on the wide receiver for Seattle.
Yes, I saw that.
It was white. So looked a little weird,
but it didn't It didn't have a great look, you know, for the camera. But, you know, maybe, you know, if it's a question of not getting head injuries and maybe dealing with concussions, I think maybe it's necessary, and like anything, after staring at it for long enough, we'll probably just get used to it.
Yeah, you know, it's
like getting a skin for your car, you know?
Yeah, you wrapped.
You wrapped your helmet.
You wrapped your helmet. Yeah. But you know what? So I noticed it right away, and the first thing I thought of, which is a little bit kind of rude, but was Mario Brothers with the mushroom cap guy running around. But that after a while, memories. When I saw the guy on the plane, like running his routes and being in tackles, it didn't... So it's almost like I saw it once and I never saw it again.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be one of those things you adjust the eyes and move on and whatever.
And it's got to be super light. You probably can't even feel it as weight on their helmet.
Yeah, and you know what? Players are used to it because they're always wearing it in, like, it seems like training camp now and in practice. Yeah. So I think that, you know, it's the viewer that's just not used to seeing
right.
it.
Right, yeah.
And it doesn't look maybe good for the camera or whatever, you know. But, you know, if it's going to save people's heads.
Careers.
Yeah, then use them.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. And I'm wondering how far in sports we're going to see stuff like that. But it didn't bother me. At first, I was like, weird. But then I was like, makes sense.
I just thought it was, because we had talked about it for like 1 second. And, like the previous week. And then all of a sudden you see them in primetime kind of, you know, it's like, whoa, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm wondering how many more we're going to see as the weeks evolve.
Well, right? It took someone to try it,
yeah,
and then maybe others will follow.
Yeah, and I know nothing about that guy. Like, I think his name was Cody White, I think. Or
Smith, yeah, right? I don't.
So I don't know if he's concussion.
Never heard
of him. If he's had concussions before, or
he's wearing it for some reason.
If he's testing it, if they ask for players to test it or whatever, but
it didn't seem like they're doing a true test. Yeah.
I didn't see him like trying to always fidget with his helmet or nothing like that. So
maybe
it's just natural. Like,
well, he doesn't see it.
No. Yeah. Or feel it, hopefully.
So I'm sure it's very light.
It has to be.
Equipment is already heavy enough that if you want to like run around and turn around and try to catch balls with it, there's no way that thing can be heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm wondering, so now we've had a couple concussions in the league so far, right?
Yep.
And obviously,
the biggest one.
Yeah, but obviously, guys will be coming back from them. And I wonder if they're going to be wearing them. And I wonder if it's going to be mandatory. Well, I wonder if eventually the league's going to be like, okay, you're in concussion protocol. You're now out of it. However, in order for you to play the rest of the year or the next how many weeks, you have to wear this helmet.
Yeah, I mean, if it's just one of the, like, there's no bigger, you know, marketing tool than Tua coming back and wearing the thing. You know?
Yeah, which I would seem it's probably.
I think if it's mandatory, then we just have to deal with it. Like, get used to it. Like, it's just like that's what it is now. So maybe that's the way they should do it.
Yeah,
is just make it mandatory.
Yeah. And I bet you Tua's wearing that when he comes back, because I bet you that's part of the whole deal. All right, you've cleared it, because apparently he's symptom free and all that. So you want to play now week 7, whatever it is, you're wearing this.
Yeah.
So you want to play? Wear it. If you don't want to play, then you're not.
Yeah, and others
if you don't wear it, you're not playing.
And, yep, 100%. And others will follow.
Do you think that'll be a new rule moving forward? Like, let's say next year or whenever?
Well, I don't know. If they can prove that it actually, you know, testing and there's evidence that says, like, hey, this could, like, save your head. Mm-hmm. And then, you should, especially if you're susceptible, once you get one, you know, incrementally, you're susceptible to the next one. So therefore, yeah, just make these things mandatory.
Yeah.
Right off the get go.
And then I'm wondering how far that trickles down after into all levels of football, high school, university, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm not watching any, so I don't know. Maybe they're out there already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? 100%. I don't know either. But who knows? So talking about Matt, when we get right into it, so we talked about Tua. So let's just stay onto that path of.
There's a lot.
A Monday night disaster. I would call that a Monday night disaster. I think I don't know if we talked a lot about last week, but I definitely didn't peg this game to be a 31-12 victory by the Tennessee Titans. It was definitely another game for the Mike McDaniels to be outcoached again. Seems to me he can't adapt. The game went obviously one way, and it was all Tennessee. They came out with a defense strategy. It looked like it worked.
Yeah.
They got back down to their backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So Mason Rudolph came in. So now it's not the matter of a starter versus backup. It's backup versus backup.
Yep. So, and he came in under
no problem.
It's almost like if you saw him on the bench, and you remember when the starter got injured,
Levi got injured,
and they panned to him on the bench, and he was like, "Hey man, I can't wait to go in, man.
Yeah.
I'm ready."
Yeah,
because he knows that he's probably capable of actually playing well.
Yeah, and he did. I think he played really well. I think Tennessee's defense played a hell of a game. Miami looked again just so distraught on offense, where the coach could not adapt to the game again.
So, yeah, I actually think that, I mean, Huntley, like, he needs more time. You can't just thrust this guy into that kind of action. Mm-hmm. I think they didn't have plan B.
No, but I don't think they had a plan A.
Well, no, Tua was plan A.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant like the game itself.
Oh, no.
Like, I just think they were so unprepared. Yeah, to me, didn't look like a team that said, okay, we lost the week prior. Like, we need a bounce back game here. Let's get into this and let's go. The defense started off strong for them, but I just, defense could only do so much. And then in saying defense, they also lost their starting defensive end, which is again for the season.
Injuries, man. Oh, my God.
But to me, it's like you lost your star player. It felt like in a meaningless game because the game was already over when you lost them.
Was that true? Like, yeah. I didn't know the timing of it.
Long gone. So I was like,
yeah, that's another significant injury for sure. I mean, he's done. So you're one of your best defensive players. You were hoping that was going to have a bounce back year. Boom, he's done.
Done for the year.
Like, they're getting nothing but bad news.
Bad news. Bad news all around for them. I personally think it's the coaching. So you sit there and
so would you fire him at this point, Joe?
Well,
I'm kidding.
I don't think I would fire him at this point. I think there's a lot of coaches in the league that are on the hot seat rather than him. I think it gets to a point now where...
Don't you get a free pass when your star quarterback goes down?
Stop calling. Get an offensive coordinator in there. Let him call the plays. And I understand their plays are tricky, and it proves that Tua is the guy for that offense because nobody else could do it. Everybody's saying...
Well, showing that now.
It's showing it. And to me, it's showing Tua is covering up a lot of flaws that this offense has had for the past couple of years.
Interesting.
Because if the coach can't make different calls and plays without Tua, that means Tua was covering up a lot of these calls and plays that were probably not that great, but he was able to make them be great.
Yeah. And you think a lot of that comes down to like the offensive line and protection?
Well, the offensive line is absolutely horrible. So. But
their defense, they have liabilities there.
Yeah. But I just think that game shouldn't have went that way, but it did. So it's hats off to Tennessee. They played a hell of a game.
That was a big win for them.
It was a huge win. And their defense looked really good. Really good. But, that was the game that Miami needed to stay on par with the rest of the division in order to have a chance if Tua comes back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, we know he's coming back because he... it seems like that's just going to happen, whether he's wearing that helmet hat or what. But I think he wants to come back and save the Dolphins. There's no question, right? And save his coach. I think they have a pretty good relationship, it seems.
But the Dolphins drop now to 1-3, right? So now you're in a division where you're dropping to 1-3, right? And now you're hoping that you're going to get help from other teams in the division to kind of stay in that mix, right?
Sure.
Which
you always hope for them to lose,
which it happened. With Baltimore.
That was big,
That was a big game.
That was one of the biggest games, I'm sure.
And that was a primetime game.
And I just want to state that I was wrong on pretty much all things last week. My predictions were like horrible. Like, really? I'm 0-4, I think, last week. I had nothing right. So kudos to you, though, Joe.
Well, I don't think you got all the teams right.
No, I don't think I got anything right.
I know I picked Baltimore. I picked Baltimore. Yeah. But I didn't see that.
I didn't.
I didn't see that coming.
No, I didn't think they would get us. The Bills would lose that badly, you know.
But I think we talked about last week too, where we were like, the Bills haven't played a really good team yet. Arizona, Miami, Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You're still 3-0. We won three games, so that's awesome. But then you walked into Baltimore. And Baltimore had a lot to prove that game too, because they're 2-2, right? They lost the first two games.
Yeah. So caliber of the opponent for sure is huge, Joe.
But
yeah.
Man, did Derrick Henry look good.
Yeah, he's looked good like 2 weeks in a row now.
But like that first play, did you see the first play of the game?
Yeah, one for 87.
Are you kidding me? Right then, I was like,
one attempt, 87 yards.
Like, and the other thing I noticed was, I think the score ended up becoming 35-10. Baltimore did put a lick in the
damage.
But their defense did a damage. They were in Josh Allen's face all game.
Yeah, which was kind of surprised me, because I wasn't sure about this Ravens defense, you know, losing McDonald, right?
Yeah.
So now they actually stepped up and they made. I don't know what it is, like, with Josh Allen sometimes when he plays, some of the things that he decides to do. Or I know it's the defense. I know it's the Ravens. But, like, that one play, like, where he just was the empty hand kind of fumble, where he kind of looked like he was throwing it, but it just, the guy got him right at the moment, and the hand was a fumble.
No, that was a play. That was like a flick, what was a flea flicker play. They handed it back to Josh Allen.
Oh, and then he went to go
throw it. They were all over him. And then they hit him hard at the end of that play. I don't think he was going to get back up.
I saw that. And him coming a lot. You saw him on the close-up on the sidelines. It looked like that didn't feel good.
No, like he's banged up. And he has an issue with his left hand.
His hand, yeah. He had that a couple weeks ago.
He's getting banged up. But he did make that one amazing play. Did you see it? When he was running out to the right. And they were chasing him down. It looked like this play was just going to throw it away. And he threw it out to the middle. Knowing it was like a 40-yard pass.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
His new number one, Shakir, right?
So he still sit there and say, still Josh Allen, right? He could still ball in his hand, make plays. Yeah. It's just, Baltimore was all over them. But when you start playing the tougher teams, it gets tougher, right? So the better teams gets tougher. And Baltimore
was opponent for Buffalo to bring him back to earth.
Yeah. To be like, you're still a young learning team.
Yeah. And for the Ravens, they're just going to gain confidence from that.
Yeah. Well, they look good. Like, Lamar looked really good. We talked about Henry looking good. Rice.
Yeah.
Rice,
they have a really gazelle fast. and an elephant running the ball. You know what I mean? It's like, it's crazy.
And
man,
he throws the ball.
And no disrespect about the elephant guy.
And he throws the ball fast. With so ease. Have you seen the way Lamar throws the ball?
He's always done that.
It's just like,
it's a flick of the wrist.
It's like effortless and it just goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dude, I mean, maybe that's a part of his accuracy problem sometimes. I don't know. Because he's just so able to, like, with a flick of the wrist. It's different throwing motion than, like, say, you know, you see Rodgers when he throws. It's a totally different motion where he bings the wrist down when he kind of finishes the throw.
Right.
You ever watch them, how they throw? The way they come overhand versus sidearm. Like, Lamar is great at throwing the sidearm pass.
Yeah, and so is
Rodgers can, too, but he's more over the top.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I know what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so I watched that game. It got away quick. Right? Yeah. I thought at halftime, Buffalo made a great play at the beginning of the half. And I was like, okay, they're coming back. It's Baltimore.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, not Baltimore. Buffalo. I'm like, they're going to come back. I could see it. And then Baltimore just ran away. Ran away.
The Ravens, they look like, again, the real deal. And now getting Henry, Lamar's just more dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, very, dude. Because now you do.
He doesn't have to kill himself.
And you look up and you don't know which way it is going. Who are you going to stop? One of them's getting the ball.
Yeah. They're both now have eyes of the defenders. And it's like, well, they got two of them. It's not just Lamar, you know, and this dude could just like go on fire the rest of the season.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned it a couple weeks back where it was Derrick Henry doesn't have to have a lot of touches every game like he used to in Tennessee.
Yeah. Apparently he only needs one.
So, yeah. Well, he was short. What was he short? Like a yard to hit over 200 yards that game or something.
Yeah,
like
he was
that.
199.
Yeah, and he tried to punt. He tried to punch it in for the touchdown. He just got stopped.
Yeah, look at that average.
He fumbled it, and then the fullback picked it up and got the touchdown.
Yeah, you know, I might have missed that one.
Yeah, yeah, but
I might have been sleeping.
He looks good, right? And you sit there and you're like, hey, I got.
Yeah, he's probably rejuvenated, knowing that the team that he's on, first of all, knowing he's not the guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I think for him to fly under the radar, it probably only, his legacy is only going to be better because he can just, that dude can just touch, like, he runs so fast for a big guy.
Oh my God.
It's insane, right? I mean, he's running away from cornerbacks that weigh 25 pounds less than him.
Oh, did you see that play? The 80 yard, they were chased, they couldn't catch him.
That's what I mean. Yeah. He was actually gaining distance.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that dude is just, he's a phenomenal, like, athlete. It's crazy.
And it seems like a super nice guy, too. At the end of the game, he went right to Josh Allen. Like, he seemed like a super nice guy. But
he's probably humble. He's good. Those are the best athletes.
But I think Tennessee, I don't know, what's an average touches for a running back in the game?
Oh, average?
Yeah.
I would say 15.
Okay, and he was up.
Like, for RB1. Like,
right. So he was probably up in the 20s.
Yeah, well, they...
With, like, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
They relied on him a ton.
Oh, my God, he was... Even more sometimes. Yeah. Like, he carried the ball a ton.
Yeah. And now, in Baltimore, he might have a 100-yard game, 150, 200-yard game. He might have a 75. It doesn't matter. It's whenever they need him.
Exactly.
And I think he's okay with that.
Yeah. He's going to break one.
Yeah.
I think that's it's been his career. He tied Tony Dorsett for the longest touchdown in history, which is 99 yards.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, which means that can't be broken either. Because you run, they count it as 99 yards. Like, they don't do the 99 yards and a half. It's like the record is 99 yards. And he ran 99 yards. He's done 79. He's done 87. He's done now 89. Was that 87? Like, on.
It doesn't matter.
He's always done big runs.
It's amazing.
And he runs away, which is strange for a guy that big.
Yeah.
Like, he just.
It's amazing. I mean, well, game. Yeah. I mean, it was a game that.
Yeah, Derrick Henry, I wish you were a Cowboy.
Yeah, yeah.
Wish you see what I'm saying.
Wish he was a Dolphin. He was a Wildcat the whole time.
Because we have nothing.
But in saying that, it was a big game for Baltimore to win because they were 0-2. You mentioned Baltimore almost led Dallas back into the game, right?
Yeah.
Then Dallas comes back this week and plays the Giants.
Yeah, that was a really good kicking game.
Dallas wins 20-15. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 field goals in that game.
There we go.
7 field goals in that game.
You know how many? That's 3 touchdowns.
That's half a touchdown.
That's
so
many touchdowns. Half a touchdown. 7 times 3. Let's do so many half a touchdown
in that game. But I didn't. I saw Dallas winning this game because they had to.
Yeah, they did what they had to win, but there's some big holes.
But they should have won. Does bigger make sense? Like,
well, the margin should have been larger.
Yeah, it should have been like field goal games.
But once again, like. I could, you know what, the Giants got in the red zone and they did exactly what Dallas does.
Nothing.
They only kick field goals.
Like, and
so these are two teams that struggle in the red zone. Part of the game of being good in this game of the NFL is, like, you got to be good in the red zone.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So
I watched that game.
Field goals don't win games.
I watched that game.
I mean, they do, but
they do. I watched that game and I was like, Jones didn't look that bad. Just throwing the ball, completions in tight spots.
Yeah.
But to your point, as soon as it got into the red zone, it was like,
yeah, it's what, like, happened? We're just going to falter here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes the defense with a shorter field plays better too, right? That's what the whole point of the red zone is.
Right.
So there's some teams that are just good at shutting down certain zones of yardage, I feel.
You're right. You know? That's a good point.
Where other teams are like, we'll just let you play for a bit from your 20, you know? I don't know. And then there's like the... Yeah, then there's like, oh, like, we got to pin our ears back. We got to go sack this guy, cause a negative play, and then we have to kick a field goal. Like, it just seems to happen a lot. Dallas, notorious for, and I think the Giants prove it too. Like, they're kind of built similar. Like, they get down to that red zone and they fall apart. That's what that game was.
Yeah. Who's the running back for the Giants?
Oh, he came from Buffalo, I think.
Singletary?
Yeah, I think they got another guy too, but... You know, yeah, their running game is nowhere to be seen on both teams. I mean, the Giants had like a 1.1 yard average running the ball.
Really?
They had like only 24 carries and 25 yards or something.
So
that tells me that's not Dallas's defensive line. Like, they definitely played better, but that doesn't tell me that they're good. It just tells me the Giants' running game is that bad.
Right. Which, yeah. Yeah. They're not a great team.
Both teams kind of, like, if you look at the score, it is what it is.
But
Dallas isn't that much better.
But on paper, yeah, but Dallas is supposed to be better.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Maybe, did you see, this is totally a side note, but did you see this week that Jerry Jones landed his helicopter during practice on the field?
Oh, in Dallas? Of like their practice field?
Yeah, during practice.
I feel like he's done this before. But like,
I get it. I get who you are, and I get you're the owner, and I get all that. But it's a little bit much, right? But isn't that a little bit too much?
Over the top? Would you use the word over the top?
Isn't it, though? Like, yeah. It's the middle of your team practice. You're not, your team's not doing that great this year.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Jones feels like he's going to inspire them because he's going to land a helicopter and talk to them. I don't know.
Yeah, you're inspiring.
I wouldn't be inspired by that, to be honest.
Yeah. Sorry, was I in your way?
Yeah, I'd be like...
Sorry, was I in your way?
Yeah, so, you know, Jerry Jones is his worst enemy when it comes to, like, him trying to do everything for the Cowboys, so I won't talk about that stuff. I'll just wait till, you know, maybe I'll jump back on, you know, liking Dallas if they take out Pittsburgh. We'll see.
Okay, and then with that game, it was the Minnesota Green Bay. No, actually, you know what? Let's go to Philly and Tampa because, you know, Dallas... You got Philly in the same division.
Philly
and Tampa. It goes 33-16, Tampa Bay over the Eagles.
They got
destroyed. What do you think about that game?
Yeah, I think the Bucs play the Eagles really well for some reason. And I think that having both your top wideouts out, I'm sure that doesn't help Hurts. But he's also, I don't know, he seems like he's a bit lost out there at times.
Yeah.
Like, I get... No, I'm not questioning. He's a good player. I just think that he tries... Maybe he's trying to do too much in that game. You know, because with both his top guys out, I think that that's got to play into it. And then at Philly's defense is on the field too much.
Yeah, you know, yep.
And Mayfield, he doesn't... He'll fire it down the field.
What a great season he's having.
Yeah, I mean... thought that guy was going to be a journeyman, and he's turned something into... The Bucs, he's playing well for them.
So you look at
Philly. They wouldn't have signed him otherwise.
No. Like, are you hitting the panic button for Philly yet?
Not yet. I think because of the division they play in, that's why I wouldn't do it. You know what I mean? Because okay, Washington isn't going to run away with the division. You know? And I think that...
Really? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Go back on that one.
Well, trust me. The NFC East is a weird animal. I think as much as...
Washington's...
No, like I'm not saying this kid from Washington isn't gonna like.
What's their record?
I think they're
3-1.
Yeah, they're in first. Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll give them.
No, I'm saying they're playing really good football.
No, I wouldn't question that either. I'm just saying things. The law of averages seem to work out in, you know, a division that you've paid attention for like 30 years. I just think that sometimes things get a little bit. You know, Dallas is like, are they in it? Would you say Dallas is in it? Would you say the Eagles are in it? Would you say the Giants are in it? Would you say the Redskins are in it? Would you just say, oh, the Redskins got this division?
Yeah, I would.
Really?
I don't know.
Just like that?
Yeah, I think so. The way, okay, so...
Dude, we're 25% in, and you're already like... What, you're all in?
I'm not all in, but I'm thinking if I'm the Washington Commanders right now...
You're feeling pretty good about yourself?
I'm feeling good and saying this is our division to lose, so let's keep going.
Sure.
Like we're building, they built nothing into something.
But
like,
they still got to play all those teams in their division.
Can they beat Dallas?
Those games can be very weird because when you're playing within your division, when you're playing a team twice, every year, all the time, things can happen and you just don't know how division games go. And it's the history of every division. It's just the way things go. Things can get changed when you've got a full season. And I think we're not even halfway through the season yet. So...
But,
I'm not going to say, hey, Washington's playing awesome. They got a great quarterback, great future. You know, best of luck.
Yeah. But I think the teams, the games some of these teams are losing, like Dallas and Philly, these are the games that bite you in the ass deeper into the season. Right? Because you're going to play some of the teams where they're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, right? But the most important games are your division ones, though.
Right, and they haven't played each other yet.
No, and I think they play them like later in the year. I don't. Like, it feels like they're playing everyone in their division, like, later.
Which is really good scheduling by the NFL, because those are the games that are interesting. Those are the games that are going to matter. Those games are going to matter. Yeah. Right? And to your point,
and they still, all the teams, and all the teams in the division play a division in another, whether it's in the NFC or in the AFC.
Yeah.
So they're playing the same teams too, right? Week in, week out. In that division, when they go and play outside of their division, they're playing the same teams too. There's always one division. They're playing all those teams.
Yeah.
So you got to look at that too. So when you look at a full season, things change dramatically. And I honestly think, you know, Vegas calls it. It happens on purpose.
Vegas calls it?
It happens on purpose.
So the Eagles are 2-2. The Cowboys are 2-2. Who's coming out of those two teams? Who's coming up on top?
Of Eagles and Cowboys?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'd be willing to flip a coin on that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't favor the Eagles. I don't favor the Cowboys in a sense of who can beat who. And this division flips winners year in, year out, and all the time. And
scheduling, too. I guess it comes down to who's got the best scheduling.
I mean, maybe it's Washington's turn. Maybe you're right, Joe.
Maybe.
I mean, I certainly think that could happen based on what I'm seeing.
I just think they're playing great football.
Yeah, and they got my coach.
You got your coach, who's playing, coaching really well.
Yeah, he's a...
They got the QB1 out of the draft, coach. It looks like.
Sorry?
Looks like they got the QB1 out of the draft.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He looks really good.
Yeah.
Looks like the team's gelling around him. Do you see Washington doing any... adding some pieces to the puzzle this year?
Oh, you mean like trade?
Trade, yeah. Picking anybody up.
like Adams?
Maybe. But do you see them doing anything, trying to get themselves better? Or do you think they have a plan in place where it's like, hey, we knew we were going to be a better team than last year, but we didn't have the expectation of what we're doing. So let's just keep waiting. We have a plan. We have a year two plan.
I think I know what you're getting at. Like, if they are in contention, if this happens, then trade deadline, they'll probably go and get someone.
Or even
to help them on either side of the ball.
Like, if they get to wild card this year.
Right.
That probably wasn't.
But if they think they're going to make the playoffs,
yeah,
they might want to go grab someone. Like before the trade deadline. I don't know when the trade deadline is. Yeah. I don't really follow that scheduled date, but I'm pretty sure that if you're in contention, you're going to be looking to add pieces. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know what kind of power Quinn has, you know, as far as being head coach there, but, you know, he's notorious for bringing in guys, his guys too, right? So, yeah, maybe he gets like a star that's just sitting there and someone's going to trade him. I don't know.
Yeah, or even if they get into wild card, let's say, and they lose. Or let's say they lose in the second round, let's say.
Sure.
The expectation this year wasn't that. I mean, every year your expectation is, you know, Super Bowl, obviously, and like get into wild card or get into playoffs, right? Obviously. Yeah. But obviously they're a younger team, so they expect new coach. So expectation was probably like,
yeah,
just build a build a culture,
a rapport.
Let's get everybody rolling.
Sure,
we have a rookie quarterback. It's going to be learning curves.
Yep.
So let's say it all said and done, they make it to the wild card and they lose. So now though, expectation is, wow, this team got good fast.
Yeah.
Now we add pieces into the offseason to get this team better.
Sure.
To where it should be, right? So I can see
what free agents be next year. Yeah. Sure, I'm sure they're looking ahead. Like,
yeah,
so anyone that's running in that organization is obviously looking ahead.
Yeah, so I can see that next year.
How can we get better?
How can we get better? Because obviously they're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that quarterback can't be playing any better. I mean,
it's been
unprecedented.
Yeah, he's really good.
It's like, I mean, you hope. Teams, they always talk about tape on a player sometimes, you know, like, oh, we haven't even gotten 5 games on this guy yet. Mm-hmm. So tendencies can come.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the video that they're going to have on this guy over the next, like, you know, the beginning of his career is key to, like, trying to stop him. Because, I mean, he kind of looks like an Lamar Jackson kind of guy, like, except maybe he throws the ball better. I don't know.
There's something a there. Size. Yeah, no, he's good. So that was a big game for Washington, right?
Huge. Their confidence is sky high now.
Yeah, It'd be interesting to see what they do. Another big game on the weekend was, and again, this was won by half a touchdown, or less than half a touchdown. It was Minnesota and Green Bay. Love's back. Yeah. Love was back for that game.
Yeah, they said he was. I guess I didn't watch the whole thing, but He struggled early.
I think it was too early. They should let
him. It's probably because he's like just coming back from an injury.
One more week.
Yeah. But he ended well, which means it's like he worked through the injury.
I watched that game and I was like, they're coming back. They're coming back. Yes. And it was unfortunate that he.
Yeah, they were throwing up some points.
Yeah.
But they lost their Watson, I guess. They lost their
receiver. Yeah, they saw that. Yeah, he's not playing this week, they said.
Yeah, he's kind of dealing with a lot of injuries in his career already.
So Minnesota goes 4-0.
Yeah. 4-0. So
4-0.
You a believer yet?
No.
Nope.
No, not yet. You told me we were only a quarter way through.
Yeah.
So we got lots of time.
But you're already telling me Washington's going to win the division.
Because maybe I'm a little more believer in their quarterback than the other quarterback.
Oh, yeah. So
listen, they're 4-0. You can't knock them. They're 4-0.
Just like me, then.
They're 4-0. I get, you can't knock them. They're doing well.
I have my issues with the Vikings still. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, none bigger than going to the UK to play a game.
Oh, don't get me started. I hate this international series.
Really?
I don't like. You like it?
I think I'm unbiased. I really don't care. If I get to watch a game in the morning, I'm happier. You know? No. Like, I get to watch.
I don't. Because I want my days to be regular. You get in the morning, you get the stuff done you have to do at your house before the game starts.
It's kind of good background. You know? Like,
I'm usually in the grocery store.
You're going to watch football all day anyway.
I'm in the grocery store that morning doing something early because they get football in the afternoon.
But you can come home and open the door and then there's a game on.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I don't know. I just don't. How could it? I don't know.
Did you know?
No.
That there's more Vikings fans in the UK than any other NFL team.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually thought it was, for some reason, it was Miami.
No, it's the Vikings.
Is it? Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Why?
I don't know. When you think of Viking, you think of like, maybe because we're apart by water. I don't know. No, Joe. But that's the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, actually.
And I stole that stat because that's what you do, right?
Steal things.
Yeah, it's not really stealing. It's just knowledge.
Boring. It's boring. It's just boring.
It's a numerator and denominator.
I just don't like it. I just don't see how that... I understand they're trying to grow the game. Okay, I get it. But you're never going to have an expansion team in Europe.
Well...
Okay, no. Okay, it's impossible.
Well, I don't know. I mean...
How?
Why is it impossible, though?
You're going to fly from England to New England to play a game?
I mean, I don't know.
They can have a league out there eventually.
Or a division?
Yeah. Yeah. But like, I get... It was the beginning of the year. Was it Philly and... who did Philly play when they played? Did they play Mexico?
Oh, in Brazil.
In Brazil?
Yeah, it was Brazil, Philly played... Man, it was a...
Not Washington. No, they didn't
play. No, they played a good team. Apparently a good team.
They lost.
Yeah, who was it?
I don't know. But...
Doesn't matter.
That one, I kind of am a little more like, okay... A little bit more makes sense. You know, you're not that far. You could literally fly there the same day. You don't have a 6 or 8 hour time difference when you get there. Some of these teams now are leaving on the Thursday for a game day Sunday.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
I can't fly on Thursday and be alert on the Sunday morning.
Yeah, they're there already, I think.
Some of them are. So was it last year when Buffalo had the international series? And they left on the Thursday.
Yeah.
With game 2 days with jet lag, with time, with all this, like, I just don't know. I don't even know if the players enjoy this.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's all marketing. Like, it's just like there, we have fans there, you know, we have fans in Germany, we have fans all over the world.
Fans,
you know?
In Canada.
Well, definitely fans in Canada. Probably the best fans.
Why don't they play here?
Yeah. Well, you mean Toronto? Yeah. NFL team?
But then they
Buffalo kibosh that.
Yeah, because they played a couple games.
We're 45 minutes away.
No, but
then
they played a couple games a couple years back.
They did.
They did, right?
But you couldn't tailgating.
You couldn't.
Isn't the whole point of an NFL game to tailgate?
Yeah, couldn't do anything, really.
It's kind of boring.
So you like the international series, or you're kind of like non-biased about it?
Okay, I put it this way. It's like it's exposure. It's kind of like maybe some players, like, you know, it's kind of a travel. It's like, you know, you get to see some part of the world.
Yeah.
Maybe there's an aspect there that makes sense. And they do have a lot of fans there. So, you know, the Vikings, at least, when they're there, they're the home team.
Is it? Do you always get the bye after it? You do, don't you? The international, if you go play international series, you get a bye.
It's a good question, Joe. After. I didn't know that.
I think you do.
That would make sense, then.
I think you have to.
Yeah, I did not know that, though.
Well, I think you play Sunday, Monday, back Monday, Tuesday. There's no way you're playing again.
Fair.
I think you get a bye, which is, I guess, that's the proper way to do it.
Yeah.
You get a bye. But still, I think it's still... It's a lot. So you have the international series, and this year the international series is what? The Jets and the Vikings.
Yeah. I think I don't know. You go first, but I think that the Jets, although they looked like horrible against Denver. The hobbling Aaron Rodgers is looking older and older again. I don't know about you.
And
I,
we called this out already.
Yeah,
would it be the same Aaron Rodgers this year?
Yeah, he's just like, I know that's a significant injury to come back from.
Big one.
He just seems like he's running funny to me. Like, it's just like he's lagging. And I'm pretty sure he said he was hurt. Like, he was injured. And, but having said all that, you know, they're going to win against the Vikings.
So the spread is 2.5.
Yeah, Vikings. Yeah, because of this neutral territory, I feel like the Jets are going to, like, win, and they're going to get a false sense of, you know, that we're not that bad because we beat an undefeated team. But it's actually just setting up for further failures going as a season, because I don't think I'm sold on Jets at all. I think the Vikings, I'm not sold necessarily on them either, but I just think of this game, I think the Jets come out and they beat the Vikings.
So I'm going to disagree.
Well, you're probably right, because I can't get any of these.
No. I'm going to say that the Vikings are going to beat the Jets, because I think the Jets are still kind of like figuring their stuff out, especially with Aaron Rodgers. I think we haven't seen, and I'm kind of on the fence with Aaron Rodgers, because I think he's, to your point, he's showing his age. You know, it's a big injury.
Could be the line,
right?
But
does he have a lot left in him, even mentally? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he, exactly, right? So I don't know where he's at. Can he get better? 100%. It's Aaron Rodgers. He can get better every week.
Yeah, he can still sling.
Exactly. Right? Do the Jets pick up any pieces? Is there a panic? The Jets are what, 2-2? Right?
They're 2-2, and they...
So do they look out for pickup pieces?
They want to make, because they won 2 in a row. They want to get back winning again.
Are they in the Devontae Adams?
Yeah, probably.
Right?
I mean, just from the history.
Right. So, but I still think Minnesota wins this one. Okay. I think the Jets lose this one.
Sure.
I think it's going to be a half a touchdown game.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what I think. So I think Minnesota's going to cover, right? But just, so the point is, so it's 2.5. So I think they're just going to cover.
So this is a Vegas cover.
But then I see the Jets coming back and beating Buffalo the week after.
Whew.
Or after the bye or whatever it is. I don't know when it is, but whatever.
Yeah, I feel the opposite.
Okay.
I feel like the Jets are going to like win this one, then they're going to get beat up by Buffalo.
Yeah, they might. They might get beat up by Buffalo. Talk about Buffalo.
The good thing about this, Joe, we both, in some way, at this point in time, we both could be right.
Could be. We both could be wrong.
Well, then, one team's going
to
win.
One team has to win. Okay, so we got the Jets, you got the Vikings. Now, this is my game of the weekend. Miami's always going to be on my TV. But the game of the weekend for me, the 1 o'clock game, is Buffalo and Houston.
100%. That's the big game for sure.
So I look at this game two ways. One, I look at Buffalo got smacked in the face last week, right? Big time.
Yeah.
Do they bounce back? Are they a good enough team to take that one on the chin and bounce back and put a great game on the field? And is Houston finally going to take the step forward that everybody thought they were going to this year, which they're playing good football, but are they going to take that step forward this year? Because they haven't really blown me away yet this year.
No, right? I don't think they've blown anyone away.
They looked good last week, but this is the benchmark game for them. These are the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
Right? So is Buffalo going to come into Houston? Because I think it's in Houston. Buffalo's favored by only one. Okay, so they're giving respect to Houston on this.
Well, actually, no, they're not. I mean, they're giving respect to Buffalo.
Really?
Well, if Buffalo's like, they're disrespecting Houston.
Well, I think Buffalo was always, because they're at home?
Yeah.
But it's still Buffalo.
That means it's like, you know, they talk about the field goal.
So that's
like 4 points. So that's like, they're almost favoring the Bills by a touchdown, in my mind. I know it's one, but when you add up like your home team.
I
just feel like there's no respect there. I feel like.
Okay, so there's no respect. You know, there's even better chance for them to come back.
And Vegas is setting us up on that one.
Back to the biggest thing.
Okay. I'm going to do it a lot.
So so what do you see in this game? Buffalo, Houston.
It's going to be a great game. It's going to be close. It's going to
be
a good game, though. I'm setting up as the big game because it's going to be a lot of offense. It's going to be like 38-35 kind of game. And I think that Houston comes out on this one.
Do you think Stephon Diggs has a big game?
For sure. I mean,
He wants to.
No, but the Josh Allen versus Diggs in this game is like, obviously, people are going to talk about that.
Well, because so now you want to see, okay, so as a Buffalo Bill fan, you would want to see Josh Allen. Let's say Coleman.
Sure.
You want to see Josh Allen feed this kid, and this kid gets 125, 150 yards.
Couple touchdowns.
So he could say, like, Diggs who?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then Diggs, though.
Exactly. Then you want to
see Diggs. I got four touchdowns.
Yeah.
150 yards.
You lost, so you miss me. You know what I mean? So you can see it both ways. Oh, yeah. Right?
And Diggs, I mean, if he doesn't get the ball fed to him, which I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, he'll be screaming on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah. But, man, Nico Collins looked really good last week. He's a hell of a receiver.
You know what? You need more than one good receiver to be good in the first place. If you're just the good, if you're the only receiver that's good,
yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, I agree. But I see this as a good game. It better be a good game. I don't want to see a blowout either way. I don't want to see Buffalo blow them out, and I don't want to see Houston blow them out.
Yeah, and you don't see it as a defensive battle, do you?
Houston's not bad on defense.
Yeah. Well, probably wrong, and it's like a low-scoring game or something.
Could be, but I want to be a good game, because I think it's the game of the weekend. I think everybody's going to be looking at this game to be like, where are these two teams at? Now,
yeah.
If Buffalo loses, they go down to 3-2. Division's going to get closer, and like it's going to close up that division if they lose.
So when Tua comes back.
When Tua comes back, they run the table. But if Buffalo wins that game, that division's starting to get separation for Buffalo, right? So Buffalo wins that game. They go 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a 500 Jets and a below 500 New York Patriots.
Yeah, everyone's playing catch up.
And Miami's playing New England this weekend. So that's a big game for those two guys.
Yeah.
Because one's going to go 1-4 and one's going to go 2-3.
Sure.
And if Buffalo loses, it's...
Yeah.
The gap gets closed, right?
But I mean, that's a great point. I mean, they're all probably thinking that. But what happens is another story.
Yeah, but
like,
but,
you know, the Bills lose, the Jets win. But now they're like close.
Right, but between Miami and New England, it's a big win for
them. Yeah, New England at this point, I'm sorry, but I don't. Who's like, you can't even look at them yet.
I am against Miami. I don't know who.
I'm not saying that. Okay, the Miami right now is destiny. In the same position as like New England.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They're two teams that have got nothing going on.
It's going to be a garbage game.
So, yeah, maybe you need a garbage game to get better. I don't know. Maybe they just need time until they get Tua back, because apparently he's the fix, and so the coach knows it too.
Right. So the only thing I'm trying to say was, if Buffalo loses, let's say Buffalo loses, the Jets win. They're both 3-2.
Right.
Miami and New England, somebody's coming up a winner, so that they're going to be 2-3.
Sure.
So I'm just saying that division really tightens up. Yeah. But if Buffalo wins, it doesn't matter if everybody else wins.
Sure.
They're starting to get that separation from everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're not going to run away with it. You don't want them to run away with it. No other team does. I just don't think it's going to happen. I mean, divisions are divisions for a reason. They tighten up, and then they, you know, there's one team that might jump out. But, you know, they all got to play each other. So many things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think divisions are notorious for some weird things happening throughout the season, that there's probably at some point during the season in every division, there's tightness.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, I know not game one, that's not what I'm talking about, but like, you know, three quarter of the way of the season, this division, holy cow, look at this. You know, the end of the season, look at this division. Like, every division is like a movie going on.
I agree. Then we also have this week, we have Baltimore and Cincinnati. That's a big game for Cincinnati.
That's a huge game for Cincinnati. This is the game that they've been waiting for, like, to fix their season. Like, they can't wait probably to play this game.
They're not beating Baltimore.
Oh, no, they will.
Baltimore's 2.5.
Baltimore's a really good team.
Yeah.
But I think desperation sometimes calls, you know, and I'm not talking about Vegas. Desperation calls for Burrow and his new, like, all his weapons,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
This game's going to be a shootout.
A shootout?
Yeah.
Holy. Okay.
I got nothing to lose, Joe.
No, I know. You don't really. Throw it out there. So, but I just don't see that.
I'm wrong all the time.
Coming off of that Buffalo game, and on paper, or not even on paper, I would say Buffalo's a little better than Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I don't see Cincinnati coming out of this game. Now, any given Sunday, anything could happen.
No. Right? You raise a good point. Like, we are four games in. Teams start to show what they are, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you saying what you're saying, I agree with what you're saying. I just feel like I'm going to go on the other side of it in this case, just because I think I did talk about Burrow, and I felt like one team that can actually come back in the season was going to be the Bengals, and I just feel like he's going to step up in this game. The receivers are healthy, and they're going to go off, and it's going to be a good game, like kind of like the Buffalo-Houston. Big score, but I think, honestly, I think that Baltimore loses this one, like a close one.
Okay. I'm going to go Baltimore, and I'm going to say they're going to cover two at 2.5.
Okay, so that's not much to cover.
No, it's not. That's why I think...
Less than a field goal?
Yeah.
Less than a touchdown. Yeah. Less than half a touchdown.
So then you just said about... What did you just say about... I forget what... You just said something that it brought me to think about Dallas and Pittsburgh. But either way, Dallas and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh at home. Okay. Pittsburgh's playing good football.
Yeah.
Did you see that call last week on Fitzpatrick?
No.
Oh, my God. Really?
Oh, is this the hit?
It was... It was the
unnecessary
roughness, yeah. Oh. But then the NFL came out this week and said that should never have been called. No, it shouldn't have been. That was a football play, and they lost the game because of that.
Because of that play?
Yeah, they lost the game because of that play. Sorry. And that was a bad call. He was running, and he did ease up and just tap the wide receiver. Wide receiver goes out of bounds.
Well, Joe, I mean, so, you phantom calls? Like, where do you think they come from? They come from headsets.
Vegas?
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe, but they lost the
game.
People
should start looking into this.
And I think Pittsburgh is playing pretty good football. I think they are.
Pittsburgh easily could beat Dallas.
Yeah.
Considering the injuries that now Dallas is faced with on defense. I mean, they're already struggling on defense, and then they lose Parsons and Lawrence.
Well, that's right. Parsons, I forgot.
And Lawrence. And, I mean, you're talking about the bookends of their defense, right?
Kind of like Miami's. They're in the same situation with Jalen Phillips.
But both.
Yeah, but both.
Both is huge. So... If they're not playing, like their defense is like they're playing with one leg.
So I say they're giving Pittsburgh 2.5 at home.
Dak's gonna have to have a huge game.
He has to have it, and the defense has to.
No, but this game's all on Dak.
Okay, so you're saying if any time Pittsburgh's whatever happens, like Dallas has to score on every drive. Points.
Maybe not every drive.
No, but points. Even field goal. Points gotta go up.
Dak's gotta go up and down the field the whole game.
What are you seeing? Dallas? Nah, it's a tough one.
Like
you wouldn't bet this game.
Honestly,
would not bet this game.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
I would not bet this game.
I don't think I would either. But my gut is saying to lean on Pittsburgh a bit.
Dallas is going to be a little bit desperate to win though with what's going on with their division, but we'll see.
Is Pittsburgh in the mix for Davante Adams?
I feel like no. I don't know if he'd be a good mix there. I don't know why.
Really?
I mean, he'd probably be a good mix anywhere. I'm not saying that he couldn't play anywhere. I just don't see him in Pittsburgh for some reason.
Justin Fields is playing good football, too. Looks like he's like more confident
I think he really wants to play for the Saints. Play with Carr.
Who?
Derek Carr.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Justin Fields. I was like, what do you mean?
Adams wants
really?
To go. Yeah, I think he wants to play with the Saints. If he can't play with Aaron like in New York, he wants to play with Carr.
No
in
way.
New Orleans, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the rapport that I think he talks highly of him.
That's cool.
I could be wrong, but I think I could see that happening.
But at Davante Adams, he has a Super Bowl, right? Doesn't he?
I want to say Green Bay with Rodgers.
Yeah, he has a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But he obviously wants another one. He wants to go on a team that's competitive, that's got a chance to win.
Sure.
Unless he wants to go to New Orleans and...
Yeah, and obviously the...
football. But I mean...
The chemistry and,
I just don't see
Raiderland isn't good.
I don't see him going to the Jets. I don't see it.
Yeah, they have a lot of already guys there. Like,
and there's not a lot of appeal there.
I mean, you want two number ones.
And he knows Rodgers is not the same guy. When Rodgers was playing for the Green Bay Packers, okay, and Davante Adams was there, and they're both in their prime, that's a different Aaron Rodgers than the Aaron Rodgers today.
Yeah, I mean, it might even be a different Adams.
Could even be different Adams. I mean, he's been through.
He's
been through the ringer and.
Yeah, he knows how to run. Obviously, the route tree, and he knows the ins and outs of the position. Like
a hell of a wide receiver.
Like he is like Hall of Fame kind of wide receiver material.
100%.
So the only thing with him is have you lost anything? Because I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. We know Rodgers has. That's all I know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll see. I think. I'm going to go back super quick, though, but I'm going to say Pittsburgh. I'm going to say I say Pittsburgh, but I'm not confident on the spread, so I say don't bet that game, but I'm going to say Pittsburgh. I'm going to say Baltimore. It's going to cover Cincinnati 2.5. I'm going to say Vikings are going to beat the Jets and cover 2.5. I'm going to say Houston's going to beat Buffalo. So, and Buffalo's only favored by 1, so Houston's going to cover that.
Okay.
And then the other game that I've circled for me, obviously, is going to be Miami-New England, which I wouldn't even come close to that. I wouldn't even, like, want to bet a penny on that game because I don't know how that game's going to go. I would like to see Miami go in the right direction.
Yep.
But we'll see on that one. And then that's it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying for the upcoming games. And, yeah. And there's obviously other games coming up that are going to be interesting to see recaps on.
Sure.
We can't talk about every game.
Yep.
But those are the interesting games that I think.
No, they're all very interesting games. I would say that, you know, for the extra point of the week, you know, I think I keep mentioning it, you know, under my breath, you know, Vegas, right?
Yeah.
So I think this isn't like a fact. This is more of a philosophy that I have. Sometimes when you're watching games, and just like, it's like Vegas called because who made that call? You're watching this call and you're going, there's no way they have review. How do they still not change the call? So if we don't have a little bit of Vegas, as we know, we love point spreads. They love point spreads. They love playing the number, you know, the green numbers on the roulette wheel, right?
Yep.
And Vegas is, I mean, they have a lot of money. And the NFL has a lot of money. Maybe there's a business deal here.
You think so?
I'm obviously being like, you know, as if there's a conspiracy. I just think it's funny when I'm watching some football and I'm like, how are they not calling that? Why are they calling that?
Because it makes some games make, listen, some games I'm going to give it to. You look at it and you're like, wow, that made total sense. Like from a, I guess you could say a Vegas perspective of, of course they're going to duff a 35-yard field goal to lose the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to lose the game, but to not cover the points.
Yeah. Well, right? There's the other aspect of it, right?
Of course, how do you miss that? They didn't even cover, or else I would have won this game, right?
Yeah. So, but how many crazy calls happen within a game that you're like, change the whole outcome of a game, whether it's the first half or second half? There's always those calls. You kind of forget about them because the game must go on. But it's just interesting sometimes. If just pay attention to some of these things that are happening on the screen, pay a little closer attention and just watch some of these calls.
Can you imagine?
You're just like, oh, you want me to? Sure, hold on a second. We got to change this call.
Can you imagine that's not actually happening. No, but can you imagine if that actually is happening?
Yeah, Pete Rose would be listening. He's still listening.
No, if that actually happened and something came out, right? Or it's like a documentary or whatever, and it came out and there was proof.
Let's do a documentary on everything else.
But you imagine that came out.
Yeah, that would be massive.
That would be huge. Like the conspiracy of it. This, and here's the proof, and this person, that person, and I was a ref when I got the call, or I was this, and then blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
it could be a
trillion-dollar question.
It would be insane.
More, maybe.
Maybe that's the reason why the Buffalo Bills never won the Super Bowl. 4 times in a row.
Yeah, that how do you even recover from that? I mean, we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah.
But like 4 losses in a row in the championship game. Wow.
By field goal.
That must have sucked.
One of them, right? Well, yeah. What was a famous, was it?
Well, the wide right. But then, you know, there's the blowouts too by the Cowboys.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's see what happens to the Cowboys.
Yeah. I'm not expecting anything. Dak will play well, though, I think.
But this brings us back to our...
I really do.
Before we end the show, this brings it back to our previous point, I think we made the past couple weeks now, where injuries. And it seems like if you get the injury bug, there's twice in the year. If you get the beginning of the year, it's not the greatest, it's not the worst, right?
Yeah, you get the beginning of the year, it's bad for fantasy.
Yeah, my fantasy team has been in a big mismatch the past couple weeks. But you end up becoming like, okay, here's the pieces, but we get the guy back, If it happens beginning of the year, but it's season ending, it's almost like, oh my God, like, do we have that next guy up?
Yeah.
Is he ready?
Yeah.
Is it a rookie? Is it whoever?
Right? Yeah, and unfortunately, you have to forget about that guy.
Then they start signing guys off of practice squads or getting like tryouts from guys that have retired. You know what I mean? That haven't been picked up and stuff. If it happens at the end of the year, towards like the playoffs, it's even worse because now you're like, oh my God, we just lost our key players. So imagine you're the Dallas Cowboys and you go.
Timing is crucial.
But it looks like already this year, this injury bug is hitting a lot of good teams
early.
But they're big injuries.
Yeah, so, some of them are obviously the season-ending injuries, like you're toast.
Yeah.
But there's injuries that are like high ankle sprains and, you know, obviously concussions and all those that...
Look at McCafferty. He just got...
That's tendonitis. Or,
both.
Yeah.
And both Achilles.
That's from over... They say overuse of your legs.
That's a running back.
Yeah.
Like this guy, even if he gets some
sort of... He does carry the ball and catch the ball.
Is he ever
going
to be able to run the same? Or is it going to be... He's
well, good. Apparently it's like... It's not like... He just needs rest.
Right. But okay. But is it like he needs rest, but then it's like... You know, he plays 1, 2, 3 weeks, and now all of a sudden he's like, I'm flared up again. I'm
oh, yeah, you never know.
And then you're back, and then I'm out again. And yeah. You know what I mean? That's the problem.
Yeah.
But that's a big injury for the San Francisco 49ers.
Right? I don't think anything bigger. Right? I mean,
Miami's got a couple of big injuries. Dallas has got some couple of big injuries. Parsons. It just seems like there's a lot of injuries this year that we're ready into that big mix of injuries.
Yeah. And big names. Like
big names.
They're not like guys that you just don't think about. These are guys that you know.
Kickers.
But they're guys that, like, you know, when you think of the stars on your team,
they're core players.
They're like foundational players.
They're the players you built your team around.
Yeah.
And they're out.
Yeah. That changes your whole team.
And a lot of them, they're irreplaceable. You can't replace a Parsons. Who's up next to replace Parsons?
There's no one to replace Lawrence for that matter.
Yeah. So who's up? You're hoping you find that guy that comes in and is like, I can do this. You know what I mean? But
yeah, you hold on and maybe you want him early, but hopefully they come back that year because you want to have him in the end.
100%.
Right.
Yeah. So let's have a week five, right? Of no injuries.
That's a hard one to say, Joe.
Let's see if we get any big injuries this week. Let's see if we get any weird upset games.
There will be all those probably, and there's no injuries. Of course, there's going to be injuries.
Yeah. Are we going to still have some undefeated teams this weekend? After this weekend, who's our undefeated teams? The Chiefs, the Vikings.
Yeah,
is that it now?
I think so. But the Chiefs, I can see them winning because they just
who are they playing? I don't know who they're playing this weekend.
I'm not really paying attention to them right now.
I'm not really either.
We said we were going to ignore them.
Yeah, ignored. Ignored. There's another conspiracy everybody's talking about too. Oh. With the refs and everything, and
we can talk about it maybe in the next show.
But we'll see.
We can keep talking about this, you know, because it's good conversation. You know, maybe there is something going on behind the scenes that we don't know about.
Maybe that's affecting my fantasy football.
Oh, don't talk about that stuff.
I like fantasy football.
So does everyone else except me.
All right. Well, next weekend I'll show you my fantasy. I'll do my fantasy football recap for you.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. All right. Later, see you later.
See you guys.